Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to Femi's things in a few moments. We'll finalize our Survivor plays in a few moments. But Femi, you're tall, so you never had to stand on a box, right, in your broadcasting career. But have you ever seen anyone standing on a box?
Oh, yeah, all the time. People stood next to me on a box when I was in Spokane. Like, we had like our sports show, like a half hour sports show, like our version of Sports Center.
What was it called?
SWX is what the network was called. So it was called SWX Tonight. It was very like, and the SWX is like sports and weather, which okay. WX and local news.
I was hoping for like a really, hokey name.
Oh, no.
Like the Sports Spectacular or something.
Yeah. The Inland Northwest Sports Spectacular.
With Fred Schmaltz.
Fastenal. Exactly. It was,
who
it
was your co-host?
By Fastenal. Shout out to them. I'm actually going to her wedding next month in Denver. Lindsay Joy. Shout out to Lindsay. She
great,
was
is that
co-host.
Her real name?
Yeah, it's a real name. Eljoy.
It's a great name.
Love her. Yeah.
Eljoy.
Yeah, she's a Zag.
Almond sister.
Exactly. But no, she was awesome. And as I'm going to her wedding next month. But yeah, she was a little bit, she was like super short. She's like, I don't know, like 5'7" or so, but like they made her stand on a box for some reason. I don't know why they felt like she needed to do that.
Cause you're like what, like 6'4"?
6'3".
Yeah, that's why. Cause it's a huge, I'm 5'7", 5'8". You're a lot taller than me.
Yeah, but it wasn't like J.J. Watt, Iron Eagle, you know? Like, yeah, like, I'm taller than her, but, like, I mean, not everyone's the same height. I feel like people can, like,
Bill,
it wasn't distracting to that point.
Well, Bill, Papa, Bill, how tall is Iron?
Bill is currently popping on.
Okay.
I am not 100% certain. I think he's about 5'6", 5'7".
Who's taller, me or Iron Eagle?
I think you're probably pretty similar. I'll text him. We'll get an answer here.
I have to tell you something. If I could fire your ass right now, I would. If I had the authority to. I am not 5'6". Like, we could have I poke fun at myself all the time. I am not 5'6".
You're not on Tinder no more, bro. You're good. Don't matter.
Like, no, but I'm just saying that. It's like, can we... Like, hold on. Here's my driver's license. Hold on. Ready? What does it say? It says 5'7 on my driver's license.
Make sure you block out your address if you have that up there. But, yes.
Like, like unbelievable, man.
He's like 4'11", you're similar height.
Dude, the thing is I gotta scratch and claw for everything, man. I can't have things taken from me. Like, you can't say I'm 5'6". Like, that's a horrible thing to say.
And JJ Watt's like what, 6'5", I believe?
No way.
6'4", 6'5"? He was tall. Yeah, he's very tall.
He's like 6'8".
Oh no, he's not 6'8", no. Let me look this up here. J.J. Watt.
He's at least 6'6".
Football reference. They have him at 6'5", 288 from his playing
game. I think he's taller.
I think he's like 6'5". 6'8", I feel, 6'8", like Calais Campbell.
Google says Iron Eagle is 5'7".
Good, then I'm taller than him. Because I'm 5'7 and a half. Hey, bitches.
Scratch and claw for everything, right?
Listen, yeah, listen. Listen, you get nothing comes easy for short people. So they used to make me, when I worked with Brit, when I used to do these shows with Brady Quinn, we would like stand next to each other to film the intro for it. And like, how tall is Brady? Can you look up, how tall is Brady? He's got to be like 6'5 also.
Yeah, I think he's in that ballpark of your Brady Quinn football reference. Here we go. Brady Quinn listed as, they have him at 6'4". So okay. 6'4", yeah, well, 232 well, for
yes,
Brady
well,
Quinn.
Yes, he's like, taller than me.
6'4 and a half, perhaps, maybe.
I actually think in 42 years of constant demeanment, I think the most demeaning thing was having to stand on the box.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Like I've had many instances where I have been thoroughly embarrassed in my life. I said, I don't remember what it was, but I told one of them on the show once and Jake wrote in the chat like, man, like that's really bad. Jake, do you remember what it was? It could be like one of like men. Oh, I know what it was. It was when I had like long hair and I had my hair in a ponytail. And some girl made a comment like, I don't remember what it was. Like it was like the guy with the phone. And I was just like absolutely devastated.
You just said like, they were crushed. Laughing, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Makes you reevaluate a lot. Maybe even everything.
So, well, but what it made me do was go get a haircut. So maybe it was for the best. I think the most demeaning thing, I think, was having to stand on the box.
Even more than the point and laugh. I mean, like, the box is just saying, like, yeah, like, I mean, like, I guess the point, like, the hair you have control over. Like, you have no control over your height. Your height is
well,
your height.
And, like, Brady's, I love Brady. He's a great guy. He's a ball buster. And he's like looking at me, like, laughing at me, basically. And, like, I would do the same thing to him if, like, I have no beef with Brady. But it was just like, honestly, like, I don't care how much tall. Like, do I have to stand? Like, everyone knows he's taller than me. Like, why are we? And you look ridiculous. Because, like, when you're on camera, like, right, wrong, or indifferent, this is not a statement that, like, you're the man when you're on camera. But you're like the center of attention, right? Like, everyone is there to make you look good and sound good. Like, all eyes are on you.
Yep.
And I'm standing on, I really wish we could curse. I'm standing on an effing box. It's like announcing to the world, I'm short. I would use the M word that Lee Corso once famously used on College Game Day, but everyone's getting canceled left and right these days, so I won't.
Yeah, it's like, I know the FCC's been busy, but still, don't let that
play. Yes, looking like if I were a Game of Thrones, we were Game of Thrones character, Femi would be the Mountain and I'd be Tyrion Lannister.
But here's the thing with the box, though, is that, like, unless you have, like, a very trained eye, if you're just watching, like, most people probably can't tell when someone's on the box, you know? If your frame is, Brady Quinn has like a big frame, I'm sure, broad shoulders.
No, like you're right about that. Because the assumption if you're watching is probably like, yeah, like you are right about that. I know something about it really bothered me. And I have pretty thick skin. Like, I don't think I get bothered by stuff that easily. Not as I've gotten, when I was younger, I used to. Now I don't really. But for some reason, like that always kind of stuck in my craw. Wait, Bill, pop on here. Bill has been texting with Ian Eagle. Bill, tell the audience your text exchange with Ian Eagle.
So Ian let me know his height. Ian is 5'6", and he says, I'm honest about my height, unlike Nick.
So what, is he listening to the show right now? Like, Ian, like, what the hell, man?
Ian, cancel, what do you like tonight? Side total and prop.
Bill, cancel the Venmo. Cancel the Venmo to Ian. At $150 bucks. He's not getting it.
Who do you like tonight?
Well, everyone's writing in the point and laugh at the bar is worse. I don't know if they pointed and laughed. It may have just been like, just laughed.
You just overheard them. Like, you overheard them saying, like, the guy with the ponytail, which I mean, might as well be a point.
Actually, Femi, I have to be honest. Like, it's actually, like, really funny. Like, it really is.
It is.
Like, 20 years after the fact.
It was a verbal point, is what it was. Might not have been physical, but verbally, they were pointing at you. And then like, they proceeded to laugh.
Like, you want to die in that moment. But, like, after the fact, like, it's really, really
How
funny.
How old were you? How old were you when that happened?
20?
Yeah, man, that's like that.
Yeah, it was real.
It's you're still tough, figuring man. Things out. You're not secure at that point. Like that's tough, man. Like at that age, that's difficult.
Yeah.
Right, they're just like, you look at the guy over there. Can you believe it? Like, dude, what?
When would you say the age when like you, and this implies that you are, which I have no doubt that you are, but mm-hmm. just like to say that, what is the age that you feel like you became like whatever your definition of secure is?
Yeah, like have like high self-esteem, secure. I would say probably late 20s, like towards the end of my time in Spokane. It was like
I strongly like agree 20, with your
25,
age
26.
Like late 20s, like 25, 26,
like heading into 27. Like that's when I started to feel like, okay, like I don't care what people think. Like this is who I am. And like, you know, like you're out, and like this is before I met my wife. Like you're out, like, hey, like you might go up to a woman, and like they reject you, or go up to whoever you are attracted to, they might reject you. And early 20s, it's like a body blow. Late 20s, on to the next. Like whatever. You know, I just didn't care at that point. So yeah, like that stuff, like once you kind of mature a little bit, you're in the workforce for about a handful of years, you start to kind of realize that this stuff actually doesn't matter that much, and you'll find who you want to find.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will say that talking about body blows. So well, I'm 32. This is 10 years ago. It's almost I worked with Bill for a long time at Sirius XM, and I left to become a talent at CBS, where like I worked with Brady Quinn. 10 years ago, next month, so October 2015, and I was like super confident both in like my ability, like I was like I'm gonna kill this, and also like I'm gonna slay South Florida.
Yeah. Oh, we had a fun time.
But then, I mean, I did. But what you realize very early when you come from a cold weather climate and you move somewhere like South Florida or Florida, whatever, anywhere warm, is like when you live in New York or a cold weather, like Jake and Bill are from whatever, like you're a cold place. You don't have to be in shape in the winter. Like you just have to like look decent in clothing. You don't have to be in great shape. Like, and like that's, and like that goes for women too. But when it's warm, like think about it, right? Like you want to be in shape when it's warm. Like you wear less clothes, like you want to look good. What you realize very quickly is that it's always warm and everybody's always in shape. Man, what a blow that was.
The eye in the sky don't
tough.
Lie.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
No, it doesn't.
In Vegas, moving here, I'm like, I got rid of all my jackets. I'm like, all right, man, like we can't be getting loose, you know? Like, cause like we're out there wearing t-shirts and shorts for like a majority of the year. So yeah, it motivates you. That's for damn sure. As opposed to like, oh, it's winter. I can kind of just like whatever and wear like whatever I want to wear because everyone else is cold and miserable. Nah, man, the weather's nice. Ain't no hiding.
Bro, the guy with the ponytail.
It's not even that. It's the laugh is the worst part. Like that's the one. Cause like it could be the guy with the ponytail and they smile. And at that point you're like, hey, but it's the guy with the ponytail. LOL. But actually laughing.
Could you feel my pain with that story?
secondhand embarrassment. When the first time you told that story, I was like, oh, and it's many years ago, but still.
it's like 2 decades ago.
It's because we've all experienced the body blows, but like not in that fashion. But
I mean, that's like kidney failure, like shot to the kidney.
That is.
Yeah.
That's a body blow from George Foreman.
That's a rough one. I'm selling everybody grills. All right. You better you bet on this Thursday. Tyler, pop
Smile
on with us, please.
Yep.
What you looking at?
Let me see your grill. You want to see
let
my
you,
what?
Let you want to see my what? Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Tyler, tell the story that you're referring to in the chat, because this is a really good one, and then we'll finalize Survivor.
Yeah, real quick. People know, like, in college, there was a game people used to play when there was with some females around. Blank, marry, kill. The girl I liked was picking. So, and obviously, you have to pick a person in the room that you want in that each scenario. And she go immediately, it's me and my two friends. She goes, kill Tyler. And at that time, I liked her a lot. And that was a body, bro. And it's also like, I wasn't it wasn't fair. My friends I was with were 6'8 and 6'4. So it was just like, it was bad. I felt awful at that. But now, like, I don't really care. But I still remember that one, though. That was a tough one.
So,
you know
just,
what?
Wait, this is important. Like, did she kill you first? Or was it like, F
yes.
this guy, marry this guy,
nope.
kill Tyler?
It was like Tyler was getting off the island.
Off
like, first one.
Which is,
yeah, off
which
rip,
is,
done.
What
no
do you think, what's worse?
Tyler's.
I think, yeah, that's pretty tough. Especially since I liked her, too.
Yeah. You don't know. You didn't know those women, unless you did, Nick. But like, you didn't know those women. Like, whatever. Like, who cares what a stranger says? Tyler knows this person and like actually really likes her. And she just said, "No chance in hell."
What's what's her name?
I'm good now because she's married with the kids, so we don't need to talk about any of that stuff.
We don't need to
put out names out there.
Do you want to tell us?
It divulges the name.
I'll tell you during the break. Yeah.
I don't care about. I don't want. I don't really want to know. I just think it's funny to say it on the air. All right. Yeah. So Jake writes, and he's right. Jake says Tyler's story is worse than mine because it's not even funny in hindsight, like my story is. Yeah, it's bad. That's terrible.
I still remember it.
Did your boys give you grief?
We have not talked about it since. I think they got it. Everyone understood the message there. Yeah, they're like my best friends.
Text both of them and say, "Hey, do you remember this?"
All right, I will text them.
And then I want to know what their reply, and then send us the reply. Maybe we'll read it on the
yes,
air if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I don't care.
Do we want to take the Bills?
My last word is yes.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we don't want to think about taking Atlanta.
I think Seattle's the only other one, but I think Seattle's actually going to end up being the most popular this week since this is probably the game where they're going to be the biggest favorite. So I don't want Seattle. I want Buffalo.
We want Buffalo.
Yes.
Is it worth discussing it anymore, or are we jumping through tables right now?
I'm ready to
jump through tables.
Table.
Wearing the chicken wing hats. Bills Mafia. We're
so
winning.
There's going to be no better spot to take Atlanta.
It's hard to map out. Injuries happen. But for this week, I think this is our best way. Zig
Buffalo.
One other zag.
Bills Mafia.
Circle the wagons.
Woke up this morning. Picked the Bills in Survivor. All right, let's do it. On the other side, Femi's things in the world of sports betting.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.